and resolving our internal matters, especially on a micro level, when it comes to families, when it comes to individuals, and settling our issues. One important aspect is conflict management, how to manage conflicts, because if this thing explodes, then we find that the repercussions are severe. I have met families where it has passed on to the next generation. Children don't understand, but I can't talk to this person, it's my blood, my family. But the parents had some dispute, or maybe the grandparents had some dispute, and it's passed on. So that is Jahiliyyah. It is stemming from Jahiliyyah. This is what used to happen in the time of paganism. Nevertheless, there is an incident here of Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullahi, a very great luminary in our chain of knowledge, and his life history is very rich with so many lessons. They waged jihad against the British, and he was thrown into prison for over 6 months. In prison, he converted that prison, we can say, into a masjid, into a khanqah, into a madrasa. He was teaching Quran. Anyway, the order came for his release. And then one person from the prison said, "Maulana, you are going now, and I haven't completed my studies. I want to learn the Quran." Maulana said, "I will stay with you in prison until you finish your Quran." That was the type of people they were. Anyway, when he came out of prison, then things had changed in India after this war that they waged. Then there were many great people that had to run away, go into exile, etc. So one of his great teachers was Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, who went away to Makkah. And his great friend Maulana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Ali was in hiding. So he was going through a very difficult period. And we need to understand, like the Anbiya Alayhi Musalam, they were chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, they had emotions. So they went through sadness, grief, sorrow. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite their high maqam and status, then they also go through the sadness, this grief. So Maulana was going through a great deal of sadness. He would just go in solitude and sit in dhikr. He sit in a masjid and he would spend his day and night in dhikr. Drown himself in dhikr. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we learn, really I was moved. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Mu'ayyas Desai, see, his son was taken a few days ago. So how it affects a father, son is kidnapped. But look at the man, how he writes. Even in prison, when he was in prison, mercy his writings. Complete tawakkul and trust on Allah. He writes there, he says, our attention mustn't shift from Allah. And he only quotes Quran and Hadith. Quran and Hadith, any leaf that falls from the tree. Nothing happens without the permission of Allah or the knowledge of Allah. And says, the Hadith says, the whole world can gather to benefit you, and they can't benefit you except with what Allah has written for you. And they can't harm you except with what Allah has written for you. So these pious people, their hearts were filled with the love of Allah and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, Maulana, he was sad, he was worried, he was, he was looking for some support. The people that he had of support was not there. So he put all his trust in Allah and he engaged in dhikr. And then Allah inspired him that now you must revive the khanqa of your forefather. The structure was there. Shah Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. Anyway, because of time, I'm just going to explain basically what happened. So there was a masjid and there was a structure, a khanqa, where in the past thousands of people used to come there, make dhikr, take bay'ah and change their lives. So this structure now had been abandoned for a while. And so it became dirty, dusty, and just next to that structure, they were tying donkeys and horses, so that place was messed. Maulana went with his own hands and he cleaned that place. One of the very beautiful qualities of our pious elders was their humility. Despite their high position, that they would do menial tasks. Sometimes they were sweeping, sometimes they were cleaning things like this. Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, for the Hindu, he went and cleaned the toilet. Maulana Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, one Maulana came as a guest and he brought a Hindu. Late at night, someone is massaging the Hindu. Maulana wakes up, he says, Allahu Akbar, Shaykhul Hind. He's massaging. So he says, Hazrat, leave it. He said, no. This is my guest. You do your work, I'll do my work. Great people. So they had this humility. So he went and cleaned it himself. And he did some renovations. He put his bed there. And he started teaching, started dhikr. MashaAllah, students came. And the place started flourishing. Now we're talking about conflict management. All the time the family wasn't worried. The trustees, the family members weren't worried about the place. It was dilapidated. But now when something started happening, now they came on the scene. So Shaitan whispered in their ears, they had a meeting, they came and they said, they shouted to him and they said, this land belongs to us. You have taken control of it. You must leave at once, and if you wish, whatever you spent here, we'll pay you, but we want you out. So this was a test now. Now Maulana could have told him a whole lot of things. So what Maulana did, Allahu Akbar, Maulana was so calm, he said, if you only told me earlier, I wouldn't have built my room here. Don't worry. I won't insist on living here. The only reason I cleaned up this filth is that once upon a time it was the Khanqah of our great-grandfather. He was also their family. It was our great-grandfather's Khanqah for many years. Allah Ta'ala's zikr echoed from this place. The light of Iman spread from here. Many misguided people were brought back on the straight path from here. These ignorant people had converted it into a load of dung. I couldn't allow such disrespect for such an honorable place. Therefore, I cleaned it up with my own hands. But if you're not happy, I will gladly hand it over to you. You may take it over. I will go to the masjid, Allah Ta'ala's house. That is enough for me. Allahu Akbar. They were friends of Maulana and supporters. They were ready to fight now. They said, Maulana, you just give us the go-ahead and we'll sort them out. Maulana told them, please, if you do anything, you're not my friend, you can carry on. Go back home. I got nothing to do with you. You got nothing. This is between me and my family. Just leave it. So ulama say, this is what is required, a big heart. And then Allah Pak gives you izzat. Whoever lowers himself, Allah Pak puts him up. Allah gives him izzat. So Maulana went to the masjid. He was affected. But he never showed them. He went, he made zikr. So they came to him, some other friends, we'll build you your own place. We'll build you a nice place. He said, no. Allah's house is enough. That's all. And so Maulana carried on teaching whatever. Allah Pak made his family think. And they realized, and the elders of the family got together and they said, you know what? What a stupid thing we went and did. The man was doing some good work. So Allah Pak gave him izzat. They came and begged him. They came afterwards and said, Maulana, please, for Allah's sake. Initially, Maulana didn't want to go back. They took his things physically. They took his bed. They went and put it back there. They took all his things and they went and put it back. He said, right now, nobody will move you. Plus, before that, they gave him a reimbursement. They gave him the money back also. So whatever he built, he got that money back. Plus, they put him back. And what is that? And he says, till Maulana's last, till the end, he continued teaching there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we be able to handle conflict. If there's any conflict like that, we must be the better person. In the ulama talk, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Ghodra Sahab, he said one thing which stuck with me. He said, remember one thing. Chota banna aasan nahi hai. To be small, to become small, is not an easy thing. But this is what is required in deen, to make ourselves small. Even though we're big, to make ourselves small. And he says, like certain problems happen. He says, yeah, sara jagra jo hua, whatever problems happen, is because of this, is that we haven't learned this lesson, how to humble myself, make myself small, and in that we find so many problems are resolved. Allah give me, give you, give all of us a profit.